Welcome to the Signature Eats Bakery. I'm Sig, and we've got breads, pies, cookies, cakes, and absolutely no adventures.
This competition is infuriating. The contestants are incompetent.
They're not incompetent, Happy. They're amateurs. That's the whole point.
The point is to celebrate failure?
No! Well, kinda? It's about trying things you're not great at and not taking yourself too seriously. It's fun.
I do not see what is amusing about repeated failure.
Happy.
I should be in this competition. I would demolish my opponents.
It's for amateurs.
Then I should be a judge. I would not coddle the contestants. This Jacques Torres is too soft.
You are still completely missing the point, but also, I would pay any amount of money to see that, so...
I'm back.
What took you so long? Your lunch break is almost over.
Lux tried to kill me on the way back.
Again?
By what means?
She just tried to stab me. Not even with magic. She just tried to straight up stab me with a knife. There was zero finesse. I don't think her heart was in it.
Why doesn't she just give it up?
A fey contract is exceedingly hard to break.
Are you okay? Did she actually get you?
No, but she did stab right through my sandwich and destroyed my side salad, which means I had to stand in line again, which is why I'm late. At least she cut the sandwich diagonally the way I like. You know, I would almost feel bad for her if she wasn't always trying to murder me. Anyway, there's only 15 minutes left in my lunch break, so...
Well, well, well. Hello, Sig. Did you miss me?
What the... Ugh, Sterling.
I'm sorry, who is this? Is this a bad guy?
Ugh, no. Way worse.
This is Sterling Argus. He has deluded himself into believing that he is Sig's heroic rival, though Sig has never partaken in any competitive activities with him, or shown any interest in doing so.
Sig? You never told me you had a rival.
That's because I don't.
Once again, spitting in the face of prophecy, I see.
Yeah, it's kind of my whole thing.
There's a prophecy?
B, when is there not a prophecy?
Fair.
The prophecy pertains to the twinned fates of Sig and Sterling.
Always silver, never gold. Always princely, never king. Shake the shadow's looming hold, else endure its painful sting.
You mock me with the words, just like you've been mocking me my entire life, with your constant one-upmanship.
What? When have I ever tried to one-up you?
Oh, so you're saying beating me is so easy you don't even have to try?
How could you have possibly gotten that from what I said? See, this is what I'm talking about. He's always making everything about this stupid rivalry he's invented in his head.
Oh, it's very real. Like the time I had just saved a princess from a sleeping curse. And then the very next day, you saved two princesses from the same curse.
They were cursed in my shop by poison apples a witch planted, and they were twins. Did you want me to just let one of them stay asleep forever so you could keep your lead in this imaginary contest?
If the competition is imaginary, why are you ranked above me in the regional adventurer leaderboard?
I didn't even register for that! You registered me behind my back to try and force me to compete with you! I've been trying to get myself off that list forever!
They send copious amounts of junk mail with no regard to the environmental impact.
So, let me get this straight. Your plan is to just keep trying to beat Sig forever because some prophecy said so?
It's a prophecy. Its words hold the future.
Cool. So you're okay with losing forever, then?
I didn't say that.
You said you believe that what the prophecy says will happen. And the prophecy says you're always going to be silver and never going to be king. So shouldn't you just give up if you're going to take it completely literally?
Never! This prophecy directs me to leave my rival's shadow, and that's what I aim to do.
Have you ever considered that maybe the prophecy is saying that if you keep obsessing about this, you're going to drive yourself crazy? Because you're definitely driving me crazy.
That sounds like a cheap tactic to throw me off my game. Right when I'm about to finally beat you.
Oh, you've won? Great. Congratulations. I knew you had it in you. Why don't I give you a cake on the house so you can go celebrate literally anywhere else?
I don't need your cake. The Adventurers Guild will throw me a party once I go report on my latest quest.
Great! Why don't you go there and do that? Like now. Right now.
Aren't you even a little bit curious about what feat I accomplished to topple your lead?
Not remotely.
No.
Maybe a little.
Bee, don't encourage him.
I'm sorry. I'm a Leo, okay? I like drama.
Fine. Only because Bee's curious. What is your latest heroic accomplishment?
Okay. For the past year, I have been tirelessly collecting the scattered pieces of a map, which, when brought together, revealed the location of an ancient weapon. I hacked my way through treacherous terrain and ravenous monsters until finally I collected this most blessed knife.
Oh, cute! That looks kind of like Isadora's sword, but way smaller and less glowy.
Isadora?
It is likely this blade is an inferior copy. Blessed weapons are difficult to design successfully, so unscrupulous bladesmiths are notorious for reusing older designs.
Did you have to pull it out of a sheath, too?
A sheath?
Yeah. Six said that he had to pull Isadora's blessed sword from a magic sheath.
You pulled a sword from a sheath?
Just the one. And I didn't even have to use it. I handed it right off to Isadora.
Who is this Isadora person you keep... Wait. Isadora as in the Lady Isadora of Amaranth?
She is now Queen Isadora. But that is correct.
What? Since when? And you would address her so casually? Not respecting me is one thing, but she's a knight of the Queen's Guard.
He's not being disrespectful. She said we could use her first name after we saved her wedding.
After you what?
Saved her wedding. To Queen Marigold. You must have missed the news while you were questing. There were portals and a fairy and this freaky monster. It was a whole thing.
You liar! I knew you were going on quests.
That wasn't a quest. I was in the kitchen the whole time. I catered the wedding. I am a baker.
He is correct. The only quest he completed was the one directly before the wedding.
Happy!
Oh, I see how it is. You try to lull me into a false sense of security with your whole no adventures act. And then as soon as I'm off doing a daring deed, you're picking up the first quest that comes your way.
That's not what it was.
Then what would you call it?
Helping Bee with her homework?
You're enjoying this, aren't you?
Not really, no.
Perhaps I can be of assistance. Sterling, I have been recently informed that when you are an amateur, it is acceptable to publicly fail without fear of humiliation, and that it is fun to not take yourself so seriously. Though I find the idea absurd, perhaps that is advice that you can utilize in your day-to-day life, considering you seem to face failure on a regular basis in this arena.
All right. I've had enough. Fight me.
Sterling?
I demand that you fight me. A duel for honor.
The fact that you think you're involved in any way in my calculation of honor is honestly the most insulting part of this. Now, put that dagger away. I'm not dueling you. You can either buy a cake or you can leave.
Or else what?
Or else Bee and Happy will play rock, paper, scissors over who gets to zap you with a firebolt.
You'd hide behind your friends like a coward?
Yes! Absolutely! They are a witch and an aberrant one. If our lives depended on someone making a nice ganache, then I'm sure they'd hide behind me!
Sterling, I think it is time for you to leave.
Yeah, Sig basically ate your entire lunch, so...
Ate my lunch? We'll see who eats whose lunch!
Hey! It's my sandwich!
What do you think about this?
I think you should chew with your mouth closed.
Will you finally challenge me? Or will you wear the embarrassment forever?
Yeah, I don't think Sig is the one who needs to be embarrassed here.
Sterling, unless it's a baking competition, I'm never going to fight you, okay?
This is your last chance. Fight me or...
Is this some sort of weird bit?
No, he's turning blue. I think he's gonna...
I believe the knife Lux inadvertently stabbed your sandwich with was poisoned.
Huh.
Okay, not to be that guy, but do we have to help him, or...
B, we're better than that.
I know. Are we better than drawing on his face before he wakes up after I hit him with a healing spell?
Oh, absolutely not.
Great! I'll get Sharpies.
Episode 2, Failed It, was written and directed by Destiny Howell, with sound design by Brad Colebrook, and theme music by Lawrence Owen. Starring the voice talents of Wes Haas as Sig, Karsten Otto as Happy, Sarah Ruth Thomas as B, and featuring Jack Melbourne as Sterling. If you enjoyed the show, be sure to leave us a review and subscribe. You can find us online at noadventurespod.com or at our Twitter at noadventurespod for extras, transcripts, and absolutely no adventures.
So you've just been dealing with this forever, huh?
Yep. The prophecy was written on our birthday. I was born 1 minute before him.
You guys share a birthday? That makes sense. This is totally Aries behavior.
Hello, my name is Sam Dunnewald, and I'm here to tell you about Dice Exploder, a podcast where each week me and a rotating co-host take one tabletop RPG mechanic, just one mechanic, and break it down as deep as we possibly can. If you love thinking about role-playing games and how they work, this is the show for you. Come listen to me talk to Alex Roberts about love and pity, John Harper about elegance and layout, and Mikey Ham about, what else? Exploding dice! It's an interview show, a review show, a design show, and most of all, a show for anyone who loves these games. Come on down and join us. Find Dice Exploder at diceexploder.com or wherever you get your podcasts.